10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
Hanging out with Cynthia Hamm. We aren't going to wait till the midnight hour. They're going to give right now during this hour and make it special. You've already got some people to thank, right?
I surely do. I have Mary Kenner. Thank you. Dietrich Nelson, my adorable friend out in Arizona, gave from afar. And Julie Sanford.
And, you know, you are a true, true Memphian. I always, people say, I tell people you're one of my fairy godmothers. But you are.
That's a compliment.
Well, you are quite a true Memphian. Tell me what Memphis means to you and why you're here celebrating today.
Well, it's just, I have so many memories here, having grown up here and watched the city evolve and being part of a lot of its development and its finding its identity. And this song, Midnight Hour, takes me back to my high school days and dances. And I remember thinking, my goodness, this was actually recorded in Memphis. We're dancing to music that's, going out all over the country from Memphis. Absolutely. So, I don't know, lots and lots of special memories.
How about WYXR? What is the significance of having a station that can share this music, whether it be music that reminds you of the past or music that's pushing Memphis into the future?
Well, it's important to have a nonprofit looking out for the whole community's interest, not just to make a buck. And so that means that it's very inclusive and entertaining and authentic.
Absolutely. Well, you can be your authentic self by supporting us at WYXR.org to donate. It's our last hour of the Get Buck competition. Here's some more music from Memphis's past. Here's a little Jerry Lee Lewis. Cynthia Hamm hanging out, getting buck.
Shake. Yeah. You can shake it one time for me.
Has to come over, baby. Oh, I'll shake you gonna.
Now let's get real low one time. I'll shake, baby, shake. All you gotta do, honey, is kind of stand in one spot, wiggle around just a little bit, and that's what you got. Yeah.
Baby, oh, I'll shake you gonna.
Now let's go one time. Hey, baby.
Thank you.
Yeah, one of the greatest ever. One of the best voices in soul music. Right here from Memphis, Tennessee, Al Green. We're here with Cynthia Hamm. Listen to some music on the radio. Isn't that fun on a Saturday?
It is.
So I usually wouldn't let a twofer fly from one artist, but I think this is a special occasion, and how can you beat Al Green, especially those two songs? Tell me a bit about your memories when you think of Al Green.
Well, I think about those two songs specifically. I don't know. They just speak to me, and he's just so smooth. There's a video of him singing those songs when he was very young, and he was just so hot and so good.
All right. Well, you've got a lot of service to the music community here. Can you share a little bit about your career and how it's intersected with music in Memphis?
Well, I was fortunate to serve on the board of the Beale Street Caravan for 10 or 12 years, and Ward Archer and Sid Selvage recruited me, and that was a good immersion into how blues and Memphis music was going to be all over the world as a result of that show. So I feel really fortunate to have been involved with that.
Memphis in May too as well, right?
Yeah. We put the Beale Street Music Festival down at Tom Lee Park when I was there, and lots and lots of memories there, including some of the Ray Charles and Stevie Ray Vaughan performing in the same year, right before Stevie Ray went down. All kinds of great memories from the Beale Street Music Festival.
Amazing, amazing. We got such a history and such a heritage, and we also have such variety. You were saying when you first got on, your playlist is quite a bit different from Mike's.
a little bit of a juxtaposition there.
Well, that's what WYXR is all about, bringing people together who have all kinds of perspectives, all kinds of influences, but still represent and love Memphis in a very visceral and real and sincere way. And so we appreciate the opportunity to present that.
Well, and I tell you, just another little historical note here about the song Whole Lotta Shakin' we played. It takes me back to the opening year of Mud Island in 1982, where I was working. And we did a show called Whole Lotta Shakin' that actually Sam and Knox Phillips collaborated on it with others. Joe Mulheron was on the team. And it was called Whole Lotta Shakin', and it traced the musical history of the field hollers and the blues all the way up to rock and roll, and why those cultural influences came together to create rock and roll. So it was a real learning lesson for me, sort of Memphis Music 101.
Well, you know, one thing I'd like to shake up is this computer behind me that is keeping up with who's donating in real time. We will hear a little sound go off, and we'll say your name. We'll thank you. So we want to shake some things up, because we've got another 45 minutes in the Get Buck competition. It's a heated competition. We had Alexis earlier. We had Mike earlier. We had Jen earlier. Now we've got Cynthia. And you know what? Things are pretty close. They're neck and neck. There's a trophy on the line. But also, our station's future is on the line, because we need donations. Please go to WYXR.org. We are a nonprofit station that supports Memphis. So why don't you go ahead and support us? You want to get back to some more music?
Sure.
When a Man Loves a Woman?
Oh, yeah. That's one of my faves.
Here's Percy Sledge. Go to WYXR.org to donate.
Thing he's found. If she is bad, he can see it.
Mustang Sally, ride, ride, ride. We're hanging out with Cynthia Hamm. Got a little Deanie Parker ditty coming up next. Tell me about this song.
Well, Deanie and I go way back. We worked together at Memphis in May for about 8 years, traveled the world together, became really good buddies. And we played a joke on her. One day we discovered that she had written the song, My Imaginary Guy, when she was starting to do some recording work and writing at Stax, and she later became the publicist, and probably everybody out there knows about Deanie by now, two-time Grammy winner. Anyway, we discovered this record, and the park was quiet. It was the Sunset Symphony. It had been raining, of course. There weren't that many people in the park, but we blasted this song, My Imaginary Guy, and played it through the entire park to celebrate Deanie Parker. I think it was her birthday. So this is for Deanie.
All right. Go to WYXR.org to donate.
Oh, Well, love got a hold on me, won't let go. Cause it's a real thing, baby, I just want you to know that I'm loving you all the way. One more each day, I love hearing you say. Till the end, guess your eyes and cast away your trouble to the wind. Love you for my life, thank you for my wife. Please hold my hand.
And we climb the highest mountain, and we sail the seven seas, and nobody.
All right, 30 more minutes roughly left in our Get Buck competition. We got Cynthia Hamm, Memphis Maven here.
Well, I hope that everyone is calling in their donations or going online. And
absolutely.
Helping you reach the goal.
WYXR.org. We're 6% of the way towards our goal. You brought up a great point. We need 94 more percent. That's quite a lot of percents.
That's a lot of percent for in the next 7 days. So we got to get on it.
We got to do this together. We can't do it on our own. We got to do this together. Tell me about this Grover Washington Jr. song we got coming up.
Well, it is a shout out to my very dear friend, Dietrich Nelson, and his beloved husband who passed away last year, David Beckwith. So this is for David.
Much love. WYXR.org to donate. Dietrich's already given.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Dietrich.
There were bells on the hill, but I never heard them ringing. I never heard them at all till that was you, baby. Oh no, oh no. There were birds in the sky, but I never saw them winging, and I never saw them at all till thou. Sweet fragrant meadows of dawn and dew. There was love, the thing was all. Never heard a thing at all till there was you. Say they tell me in sweet fragrant meadows of dawn and dew. Oh, that was love, and it got all. But I never heard it singing. No, darling, I tell you I never heard it at all till there's you. Sing it.
Oh, what a beautiful rendition. We're hanging out at WYXR live in the Crosstown Concourse, 6% of the way towards our goal. Cynthia Hamm, how you doing?
Doing great, but I'm wondering about the other 94% that's got to be raised in the next week. So we got to get on with it.
Robbie Grant just donated. Hey, putting that money where that mind is. He's in the next room.
And my friend conducting. Irene Chris donated earlier.
Absolutely.
So thank you, Irene.
You know, what an incredible city that we have with so many different sectors of arts and culture that are represented by nonprofits that all need people to pitch in. I mean, when I think of the amazing things that are happening in dance, the things that are happening in theater, the amazing things that are happening with the culinary arts. And we are all supporting each other. Today is our day. WYXR needs a lot of help to push past. We lost $85,000 of federal funding that was promised to us due to a bill passed by Congress and our Senate. So we need an extra push. We need an extra push to fulfill our promise to our community, because we had those funds earmarked for some special programming and things that we want to do to grow and increase our impact, our reach, and our care for our audience in the Mid-South. So,
and be a voice for the city.
Absolutely. We want to amplify many voices. We have over 100 DJs and volunteers on air and off air that are expressing themselves in so many different ways. Everything from funk to soul, rock and roll, gospel, hip hop, house, dance hall, types of music that I didn't even know existed before. Barber beats, that's a real thing. I promise.
Never heard of that.
Didn't just make it up. It's a real thing. Down tempo, trip hop, trip wave, K-pop, all kinds of things. We're an ever-evolving civilization here. We've got all kinds of styles. They keep popping up, these styles of music.
And you would know, of
well,
all people.
I'm fortunate because I've got so many people here at the station who keep me, at least tragically, hip. And you keep me hip as well, I think.
Oh, right, right. I think it's the other way around.
Well, we've been friends for some time now. And you've given your service to this community knows no bounds. And so we appreciate you for paving the way.
Well, listen, it's this kind of city that gets under your skin and it just seeps into your soul. And culture is so much a part of that.
Do you have a vision for where this culture continues to push the city?
All I know is that Memphis is a breeding ground for creativity in all forms.
Yeah.
And this station really celebrates that. And
absolutely.
I applaud everyone, all the volunteers that put in the hard work and the donors that make it happen.
Well, we'll be hearing from them throughout the week as everyone puts their part in, their pitch, and does their part to make sure this pledge drive is successful. So we thank all of our contestants today in this Get Buck. I call it kind of like a DJ dunk tank, where we have people from the community to come and bare their soul in this window here. It's not easy.
It'd be nice to be dunked on a hot day like today.
I know, that's right. So people are probably out there at the Cooper Young Festival feeling the heat right now. They might be walking by Channel 5 getting that fan. Uh-oh, we got trouble coming in behind me. That means it's almost time for me to get up out of here. But we aren't going to cut your time short. We got some more music from Cynthia Hamm, WYXR 91.7 FM. You can go to WYXR.org to donate to help us out. We're keeping this thing moving and pushing. Here's some more music. Here's some Leon Russell.
Front and I was hiding, but now I'm so much better. And if my words don't come together, listen to the melody, 'cause my love's in their hiding. Love you in a place where there's no space and time. I love you for my life, you are.
were alone and I was singing this song to you.
Filled with love and you. Love.
Here's a beautiful one, Minnie Riperton. Tell me about that song. I think I might have heard it before.
Well, this brings back some very sweet memories of seeing Minnie Riperton in concert at Lafayette's Music Room, probably 73-ish, maybe.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow. What an I can only imagine that was an amazing scene.
Oh, she was just, she was such an amazing voice. That and Perfect Angel are probably my two favorites of her songs.
I'd almost be willing to bet that it's not unlikely to still hear Loving You at Lafayette's Music Room. There's probably some beautiful singers singing it to this day.
Yeah.
It's a great song to cover.
Where's the original Lafayette's Music Room?
We got a question from the audience back
when
here.
Was the original Lafayette's Music Room?
Where was it?
Where? A sign in Overton Square, as far as I know.
Hmm.
Late 70s, early 80s.
Man.
I remember seeing Barry Manilow there.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So many Memphis music memories from Memphians and beyond. It's a destination. A lot of people want to, it's like coming home for artists, whether you are from here or from abroad. I mean, I always talk about the Memphis of the mind, of people who love dearly our musical legacy and want to come close to it, whether they've been here or not. Some people dream of coming to Memphis someday.
And this is where Memphis gets to listen to itself.
Absolutely. At WYXR, we're a station that is about to celebrate 5 years on air this October. I've had the pleasure of being program manager since the very first song that came over the airwaves. So we're really appreciative to those who have supported us along the way to get us this far. And we've got many more memories to make on air. But we're just asking for a little bit of an extra push because, you know, we got to keep, you know, the rent, the lights, the maintain the board. We've got a transmitter we've got to maintain. We've got satellites. We've got all kinds of stuff that we have to keep doing. And, you know, we have events. Like, we just had our pledge drive last week where we celebrated the band, the Hot Dogs, that recorded at Arden back in 1973. We pay our guests sometimes most times for events that we do. If we can, we give them a stipend, and we say thank you so much for sharing of yourself and of your story and giving back to our community by showing up for us and telling us all about what you've done for Memphis music. So all those different things, they matter, and they also add up. They have a lot of impact. And so we're just asking for those who care about it and care about us to just give us whatever you feel appropriate, whatever you can. If it's $1, we love you for it. If it's $100, we love you for it. If it's $1,000, we love you for it. All of that helps us along the way.
And to emphasize and drive the point home about, we've got 94% to go to make the goal by next Saturday. And then I think we ought to play one of my favorite songs that David Porter wrote with his friend Isaac Hayes, I believe. Hold On, I'm Coming.
Absolutely. So we're going to be waiting on you to come on and help us out. Go to WYXR.org to help us out. Cynthia Hams in here holding on, waiting on you. Go to WYXR.org and donate.
Come on. It's 3:57. No, this is not Bobby Blue Bizzle, Jared Boyd. This is Jay Boyd. Coming in, we're going to end up with Cynthia. Cynthia, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Tell us more about, make sure the people before you go know what they need to do for whatever you need or what. You close it up.
All right, so what we're doing here is we are in our pledge week. This is the kickoff where it's only, we're at 6% of our goal, encouraging, but a little ways to go in a week's time. So think about a donation and call it in as soon as you can or give online. And, you know, it's more than just a station. It's a stage for local artists, a nonprofit one, a voice for our city.
That's right. Thank you so much for coming. We are having this pledge drive a little, I think a little earlier than usual. The current administration cut out a lot of the budget that goes through public broadcasting, so we had a little shortage. And we wanted to make sure that we have enough money and funding to keep bringing you the type of programming that makes WYXR so unique. So go to WYXR.org, hit that donate button. Are we dinging today? We dinging. So when you come up, your name will come up. Make sure you pledge. No amount is too small. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend, and help us make up this shortcoming, so that we can keep bringing you the type of music and programming that makes WYXR so unique, right? Right. Cynthia, thank you so much.
Having me.
We got more coming up. Stick and stay. The Perfect Cut is next, and we got a special guest coming on. So, let's get ready for the next couple hours. We'll be back in a second. 91.7 FM.